I was a novice reporter for a small town weekly paper. My editor said, "Hey, you want to be a clown for a day?" So I drove out to the circus grounds just outside of town and reported to Jimmy James, the famous head clown for Clyde Beatty Cold Brothers Circus. He was an ample man, kindly and soft-spoken. Within an hour, he'd made up my face as a bozo clown. You know the look. White face, big red lips, bulb nose, frizzy orange hair. One of the younger clowns was already in full costume as an Auguste clown, who wears oversized clothes, pulls gags, is a master of slapstick, and jaunts around tripping over his own feet and playing practical jokes on the ringmaster. The circus also featured sad-faced tramp clowns, the type famously played by Emmett Kelly, who mope around and can't win for losing. In a little while, I'd mastered basic juggling and some gags. I had a plastic flower I could put under someone's nose, and when they bent to smell it, it squirted water. It wasn't rocket science. We readied for the matinee performance. One of the clown's roles is to stand at the front door of the big top, where the audience streams in after running the midway, and greet them. Parents would snap pictures of us with their kids. Some local clowns from the Shriners were on hand that afternoon. One little boy in a baseball cap grabbed the hand of one of the Shriners clowns and asked his dad to take their picture together. His dad steered him over to me instead and said, just loud enough for me to hear, "Stand with this one, son. He's a real clown." So, for two performances, I acted like a real clown. Marched in the grand parade with the elephants and horses. In between acts, we piled into the clown car and zipped around the center ring. Then about 46 of us got out of the clown car. We did a boxing gag called Rickety Rockety, whacking one of the other clowns with oversized gloves while standing on his long shoes, so he kept popping back up like a Bobo doll. I must have pulled off my impersonation pretty well, for after the second show, Jimmy James told me, "Some people have what it takes and some don't. You've got it." On the spot, he offered me a full scholarship to Clown College in Florida and the promise of a job with the circus when I graduated. I felt honored, more than I would have guessed before performing. This was a band of deeply dedicated people, loyal to each other, bound by an ancient way of life, and they had invited me to share it. But I declined. I had a story to write.